News item 1. April Fool's Day.
April Fool's Day is celebrated on April the 1st in many countries around the world. On this day, people play practical jokes on each other and have fun trying to make people believe things that are not true. For example, in 1957, a programme on British national television reported on how spaghetti grew on trees. The film showed a family in Switzerland collecting spaghetti from trees, and many people believed this, as British people did not eat much pasta in the 1950s and did not know how it was made. Another trick carried out on British television was smell-o-vision in 1965. The BBC claimed it was possible to transmit smells through the television to all viewers. In the days after this announcement, many people contacted the BBC to say how pleased they were with this new service. On April Fool's Day in 1998, the American hamburger chain Burger King announced they had created a left-handed burger. The advertisement for the new product explained that all the ingredients had been turned 180 degrees so that it was easier for left-handed people to pick up. The following day, Burger King admitted that this had been a joke. But thousands of people had gone to restaurants across the USA asking for a left-handed burger. In 2016, the Nature magazine National Geographic announced that it would no longer publish photographs of naked animals. The article stated that it was embarrassing for the animals not to wear clothes. Interested online readers who clicked through to the story were greeted with April Fools and photos of cute puppies and kittens dressed in clothes. So the next time you read or see something that does not quite seem right, just think about what day it is. It may well be an April Fool's joke.
News item 2. A surprising discovery.
A pair of men's work pants that could be the world's oldest pair of jeans have been sold in an auction for $114,000. The white pants were found in a suitcase in a shipwreck off the coast of North Carolina in the USA. The work pants have buttons instead of a zip and probably belonged to a gold miner. They were part of a sale that took place in Reno, Nevada, in the west of the USA. The gold miner was traveling on the SS Central America, also known as the Ship of Gold, an 85-meter steamer that ran between the east coast of the USA and Central America in the 1850s. The ship sank in a hurricane in 1857, killing 425 out of the 578 passengers and crew members. It is estimated that almost 21 tons of gold coins also went down with the ship. The shipwreck was first discovered in 1988. The men's work pants were recovered from a suitcase belonging to a man called John DeMent from Oregon, who may have bought them in San Francisco. The auction officials have claimed that the work pants are very much like the first jeans made by Levi Strauss. However, Levi Strauss historian and company archive director Tracy Panic has ruled this out. Levi Strauss made the first pair of blue jeans in San Francisco in 1873, 16 years after the SS Central America sank. The sale of the miner's work pants comes just 2 months after an unknown buyer bought a vintage pair of Levi's jeans from the 1880s, which were found in an abandoned mine for $76,000 at an auction in New Mexico.